not in August.
Never heard nobody. No, it's pretty.
What's going on, everybody?
How are you?
Good to see you guys out here.
When you guys start adding all those blitzes, because the first week was fighting that look for the offense, you know, they had their moments. Do you feel and look like yourselves as a defense?
Yeah, I think we're constantly striving to get to that point where, you know, we're really feeling dominant as a defense. So, you know, every day is an opportunity to get better. And I think we've all been, you know, working our asses off. So it's exciting to see everything come together for sure.
How do you judge what's the next step for you?
Like, for the team?
For defense.
I mean, shoot, I think just continuing to, like, work on our techniques and assignments and just honing everything in and just being able to play as a cohesive unit. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, being able to come together, really show, you know, our love for one another, man, running after the ball, like, all of that.
A bit of a measuring stick of the practices against the Bucks.
I think it's great. I mean, it's the first opportunity going against another team, so obviously that's always exciting. So I think, you know, preseason's early still. We're still early in training camp, so definitely a lot of growth to be had, but it'll be fun to get some opposition for sure.
How much do you want to see yourself get out there on the field and show that you've grown from year one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm constantly trying to improve. You know, I'm very critical of myself, and I have a very high standard, and so I'm really never satisfied with how I'm performing and just always trying to continue to get better and, you know, be the best player I can for this team, for sure.
What makes you feel now you're going to have a better year than you did last year? What comfort zones do you have that you didn't have last year?
Yeah, I think just coming into the second year, just being more comfortable with my surroundings, with the defense, with, you know, the mental fatigue of being in the league. But, you know, I'm just trying to come into my own as a player, and I think I'm constantly learning every single day. I'm still hitting adversity, having to overcome that, and so, you know, it's a beautiful journey, so I'm just glad to be on it.
Was there any wear down last year from your first year? Because a lot of guys, when they go from college to the NFL, they kind of wear down, and then they kind of do something else in the offseason to kind of prepare for the marathon of the NFL. Was there anything that you had to adjust this offseason compared to last year?
Well, last year, you know, training for the combine, training for pro day, it's a completely different type of training. You know, you're training for the 40, for the bench test, and for vertical. You're not training for, you know, getting out here and playing. And so just having more time to try to hone in, you know, the different stabilizing muscles and different aspects of my body that I wanted to improve on, I think it was a great offseason for sure. Worked really hard.
You mentioned wanting to be a more all-around outside linebacker. Where do you feel you've made the biggest strides in that regard?
You know, I'm just, like you said, trying to be the most well-rounded backer that I can be. You know, it's obviously great to be able to rush the passer, but we also need, you know, myself and the other outside linebackers to be able to set firm edges and, you know, play every single down. And so I think I've just been working really hard on, like I said, being more consistent. So still have a lot of room to go, but I definitely feel like I'm getting better.
How is Josh Boyer handled just this new year? Obviously, he had a defensive head coach last year and all these coaches this year, so it's totally his show now on the defensive side.
Yeah.
What have you seen out of him?
I think he's just really confident and assertive. You know, he really instills into us, like, that camaraderie that I talk about and just being able to play together and play fast and hard. And so he's definitely, you know, comfortable in this position, and we have all the trust in the world in him for sure.
Are there just the new wrinkles, or do you think we're going to see some wholesale changes?
I guess we'll have to wait.
There's this core of a defense where you and Javon joined, Wilkins, Raekwon, X in the back end, Bake, so many other players in this core. What do you think you guys in the defense together could really be a bit easier for this team?
I mean, obviously our goal is to win as many games as possible. You know, we're constantly striving to, I keep reiterating this, but just get better as a defense. And so I think we have our own standards. I don't think we're trying to set expectations or set any specific goals. We're just trying to do the best that we can and really just continue to improve.
Jalen, one of the themes I hear from the guys up front is reading blocks. And I'm curious, going up against this offense, do you feel like it kind of accelerates the way you train your eyes to read those blocks?
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is probably one of the toughest offenses that, you know, we're going to go up against just in terms of schematics. And so being able to train that this early in camp is really crucial for the rest of the season. So, yeah, Mike McDaniel is a hell of a play caller, for sure. For sure.
What have you been like as a position coach? It seems like he gets after you.
Yeah, man, Ty is intense, but he's goofy, he's funny, man. We're really close. He really cares a lot about his job, cares a lot about his family and about us, and, you know, we're kind of included in that family category. And so, you know, I've loved my experience with him, and I think we're just going to continue to grow closer and build our bond.
One thing on Ty as well, Jake Dillon, I was going to ask you. Waddle was asked this yesterday about Wes Welker. What's the advantage of having a position coach played in the league like Ty did?
Yeah, I mean, he can just teach from experience, and I think sometimes that's a lot more useful just because he knows exactly what we're feeling, what we're going through, and the techniques that have to be used to be successful. And so, you know, I think that having a coach that played in the league is really invaluable.
You talked about showing love for one another. That's something that Coach Campbell talked about as well. What does that mean to you? Like, what does that look like to, you know, he talked about not being afraid to show love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we always say that you can measure your love for your teammate by how close you are to the ball at the end of the play. And really all that's about is just not playing just for yourself. You're playing for your brothers around you. I mean, we're all fighting for our livelihood. I mean, this is how people feed their families. And so to really love and trust your teammates is to go out there and put it all on the line for them and for the organization as a whole.
You talked a minute ago about how challenging it is to line up against this offense. What is it about this offense that makes it tough on defense?
It's just very multiple, and, you know, they have a lot of movement and a lot of things that are specifically meant to, you know, mess with your eyes. And so, you know, being able to read your keys is one of the most important parts of, you know, our position and defense as a whole. And so, you know, when your keys are moving around and adjusting and they have trick plays here and there, like, it's just a lot of processing. But I think ultimately it's going to make all of us a lot better as a defense.
Now, to the important question, what's the pressure like when you have the playlist?
When I have the playlist?
Yeah. I mean, you're a double playlist guy yet.
Not yet. Striving for it, though.
Oh, okay. What's that pressure like? Like, when do you get the call and like, how much work do you put it in? Or do you have a preset playlist?
I mean, I definitely had a couple of bangers on the top of my head when I first got it. But you always got to try to appeal to everybody else. But, man, I'm constantly trying to not worry about what other people think. So I'm going to play whatever I love. Y'all have seen it last time. It's a lot of Kanye, a lot of Kid Cudi. I'll throw some old school stuff in there, too. I'm listening to some Burna Boy now, some Afro beats. So, yeah, it's definitely eclectic. You'll love it.
How much pressure do the teammates put on you?
I mean, they definitely talk a lot of trash. Even if it's good, like, they're not, just because it's me, they're just going to talk trash. Especially all the D-linemen.
So do they talk trash during practice, or is it after practice?
If a song comes on that they don't like, they're going to let you hear it, for sure. That's for sure.
So how was Liam Eikenberg's day?
Oh, man. I don't even remember what he was playing. It was unmemorable. That's all I have to say about it. Probably a lot of country, and, you know, I like rock music. I kind of like country. I like Morgan Wallen's a good artist, but for the most part, they're like, classic, you know, I don't want to discriminate against my country lovers, but it's just not my thing.
All right,
not my thing.
Thank you.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.